Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music on this week's edition is from Irish guitarist Donal Hennessy from the CD Masters of the Irish Guitar on Shanachie Records. We heard a hornpipe, Home by the Fire, written by Donal. Music runs in cycles. Certain styles become popular for the most unusual reasons. Sea shanties have been a mainstay of sing-along sessions for generations in Cayleys, but recently, the online site TikTok has introduced these songs to a whole different audience. Also, a charming film, The Fisherman's Friends, has portrayed the singers from Port Isaac in Cornwall as they are, rough and tumble, but glorious singers. The film is the true story of this group who achieved a top 10 hit with their initial album of Songs of the Sea. This week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll focus our attentions on songs of a nautical nature, shanties included, of course. We'll open the program with Keep Haulin', the title tune of the soundtrack from Fisherman's Friends on Island Records. Shanties and Songs of the Sea on the next two episodes of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When love just seems so far away,
keep haulin', keep haulin'.
The tide will flood your heart someday.
Keep haulin', boys.
When you're guiding stars in the cloudy sky,
keep haulin', keep haulin'.
You'll find your way to the bright sunrise.
Keep haulin', boys. Keep haulin' home. Rouse and raise your voice. Hold your course and don't let go. Keep haulin', boys.
If you gave your best and your heart stayed true,
keep haulin'. Keep haulin'.
There's only one thing left to do.
Keep haulin', boys.
If you fought so hard that you lost your hope,
keep haulin'. Keep haulin'.
Remember, fate rewards the bold.
Keep haulin', boys. Keep haulin'.
And wherever you're seen,
keep haulin', keep haulin'.
Whatever your storm or your rocks may be,
keep hauling, boys.
Keep hauling home. Rouse and raise your voice. Hold your course and don't let go. Keep hauling, boys.
Keep hauling home. Rouse and raise your voice. Hold your course and don't let go. Keep hauling, boys.
Hold your course and don't let go.
Keep hauling, boys.
Thank you. When I was a little boy, so my mother told me,
come on, we Halloween, we'll Halloween Joe.
But if I did not kiss the girls, my lips would all grow moldy,
come on, we Halloween, we'll Halloween Joe.
Ship now is rolling,
come on,
we haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. King Louis was the king of France before the revolution.
We haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
And then he got his head cut off, it spoiled his constitution.
We haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
No,
we haul away, we're bound for better weather.
Come on,
we haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Our schooner and our sloop in fairyland, they did lie. She's already rigged to be bound for the ice. All you lads of the southern, we will have you to beware. She's going to the ice in the spring of the year, letty
whack for the letty whack for the day.
Our course beats northeast for 2 days and two nights. Our captain, he cried out, boys, look ahead for the ice. He hove her around, standing in for the land. Was in a few more hours, he was firm in the jam, letty
whack. Fall the letty, letty whack, fall the day.
Our captain, he cried out,
come on, boys, lend a hand.
Our cookie makes the breakfast, and each man takes a dram. With our bats in our hands, it was their life for to go. Every man showed his action, out the missing of a blow.
Letty whack, fall the letty, letty whack, fall the day.
Some were killing, some were sculpting, some were hauling on board. Some more they went firing and a missing of their load. In the dust of the evening, all hands in from the cove. We counted 905 skulls in the hole. To the ice in the spring of the year, letty
whack for the letty whack for the day, for the letty whack for the day, for the letty whack for the day.
We're listening to sea shanties and songs about the sea this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Great Big Sea. They're from up in Newfoundland, and we heard a song called Fairyland Sealer. That's a trad tune. It's from their album Turn. on Sire Records. And before that, the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem from that classic live recording made at Carnegie Hall on St. Patrick's Day, 1963. We heard Holloway Joe. That's on Columbia Legacy Records. And before that, a fine new band, at least to me, from Nova Scotia called Holler. They're a trio, and we heard a trio of instrumentals that they call Whalebone. That's on their own record label, Holler. And we let off that set from the soundtrack to the movie Fisherman's Friends, Keep Haulin'. That's on Island Records. I'm going to lead off this next set with a song from a woman who has been instrumental in keeping the Cape Hatteras National Seashore in business. Her name is Bette Paget, and this is from her recording Hatteras, If a Lighthouse Could Speak, and a song all about a ghost ship, the Carol M. Deering. Here's Bette Paget on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
pirate ship, an angry crew, mutiny and murder to name a few. Who could solve the mystery of the Carolyn Deering? The lighthouse with its beacon bright must have seen what happened that night. If fate is only known by one, the Deering's cat holds the only key. What then happened to the ship? Waves and seagulls ravaged it. People even talked of ghosts, voices and spirits. The haunted ship now stripped and void. The Coast Guard ordered that it be destroyed. But a March storm claimed it and took the Carolyn Deering back to sea. To be heard was the winter wind through the sails unfurled aboard. The angry waves upon the land pushed the vessel deeper in the sand till it was hung and it was landlocked.
My Willie sails on board the tender, and where he is I do not know. For 7 years I've been constantly waiting, since he's crossed the Bay of Biscay. One night as Mary lay sleeping, a knock came to her bedroom door, saying, "Rise, arise, my dearest Mary, just to earn one glance of your Willie." Oh, young Mary rose, put on her clothing, and to her bedroom door go. And there she spied young Willie standing, his two pale cheeks as white as snow. I knew long years ago. Oh, Mary dear, the cold clay has hushed them. I am only the ghost of your Willie. Oh, Mary dear, the dawn is coming. Don't you think it's time for me to go? I am leaving you quite broken hearted, for to cross the Bay of Biscay, if I had all the gold and silver and all the money in Mexico, I would grant it all. Just to bring me back my Willie-O.
¶¶ it's round Cape Horn we all must go.
Go down, you blood-red roses, go down.
For that is where them whale fish blow.
Go down, you blood-red roses, go down.
Oh, you pinks and posies,
go down, you blood-red roses, go down.
It's frost and snow and winter storm.
Go down, you blood-red roses, go down.
And there's many a ship lost round Cape Horn.
Go down, you blood-red roses, go down.
Oh, you pinks and posies.
Go down, you blood-red roses, go down.
It's put your boats to sea again.
Go down, you blood-red roses, go down.
And rescue them poor whaling men.
Go down, you blood-red roses, go down.
Oh, you pinks and posies.
Go down, you blood-red roses, go down.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2108. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the recording Masters of the Irish Guitar on Shanachie Records, and we heard John Doyle. with a couple of reels, The Gooseberry Bush and The Sailor's Return, John Doyle. We're listening to songs of the sea, including some shanties this week and next. Before that, we heard from Ewan McCall, A.L. Lloyd, and Peggy Seeger, and Blood Red Roses, recorded back in 1962. And that was from the recording called Whaler Out of Bedford and Other Songs of the Whaling Era on Folkways Records, which actually was a soundtrack to the movie Whaler Out of Bedford. That's on the collection Classic Maritime Music on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, we heard from Ryan McCassin and Eric McDonald. They call themselves McCassin and McDonald, and we heard Bay of Biscay along with Eric McDonald, which was written by his musical partner, Ryan McCassin. The recording is called Harbor, and it's on their own record label. And we let off that set with a song about a ghost ship off the coast of Cape Hatteras. We heard about the Carol M. Deering from Hatteras, If a Lighthouse Could Speak, from Bette Paget. That's on her own record label called Kaylee's Music. We're going to lead off this next set with a new shanty from Jimmy Rankin and his recording Moving East. It's called Holloway the Whale. Here's Jimmy Rankin on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
In 1994, a whale washed up on the western shore. Way, Holloway, Holloway the Whale. We rushed down to the courthouse there to hear the case and the judge declare. Way, Holloway, Holloway the Whale. 50 tons of TNT will blow that peace strife back to sea.
Holloway the Whale. I knew a lad from a Whitney Pier with a lamb
such a tragic sigh. They blew that beast to be I. Way Holloway, Holloway, Holloway. 50 tons of TNT will blow that beach right back to sea. Way Holloway, Holloway, Holloway. 50 tons of TNT, Holloway, Holloway. 50 tons of TNT, Holloway.
My name is William Hollander, as you will understand. I was born in the county of Waterford, in Erin's lovely land. When I was young and in my prime, a beauty on me shone, and my parents doted upon me, I being their only son. My father bound me to a trade in the Waterford's fair town. He bound me to a cooper there by the name of William Brown. I served me master faithfully for 7 long years or more, till I shipped aboard the Ocean Queen, belonging to Tramore. And soon we reached Bermuda's Isle, where I met with Captain Moore, the commander of the Flying Cloud from out of Baltimore. He asked me if I'd ship with him a slave in a voyage to go to the burning shores of Africa, where the sugar cane does grow. It was after some weeks of sailing, we arrived off Africa's shore. 500 of them are poor slaves, me boys from their native land we bore. We marched them up upon a plank and stowed them down below. Scarce 18 inches to a man was all they had to go. Then the plague and the fever came on board, swept half of them away. We dragged their bodies up on deck and told them in the sea. It were better for the rest of them if they had died below than to work neath the cruel planters in Cuba forevermore. For it was after some stormy weather, boys, we arrived off Cuba shore. And we sold them to the planters there to be slaves forevermore. For the rice and coffee is seed to sow beneath the broiling sun, and to lead a lone and wretched life till their career was run. Well, it's now our money is all spent, we must go to sea again. When Captain Moore comes on the deck and says unto us men, there's gold and silver to be had if with me you'll remain. We'll hoist the pirate flag aloft and scull the Spanish main. We all agreed, but 3 young men who had told us them to land. 2 of them were Boston boys, the other from Newfoundland. Well, I wish to God I joined those men and went with them on shore than to lead a wild and reckless life serving under Captain Moore. For we sacked and plundered many a ship down upon the Spanish main. caused many a widow and orphan in sorrow to remain. To the crews we gave no quarter, but gave them watery graves, for the saying of our captain was, dead men tell no tales. And pursued we were by many a ship, by frigates and liners too, till at the last the British man of war the Dungeness hove in view. She fired a shot across our bows as we sailed before the wind, till a chain shot cut our mainmast down and we fell far behind. Our crew, they beat the quarters as they ranged up alongside. Soon across our quarter deck there ran a crimson tide. We fought till Captain Moore was killed, and 15 of our men, till a bombshell set our ship on fire, we had to surrender then. So it's now to Newgate we are brought, bound down in iron chains. For the sinking and the plundering of ships on the Spanish main, the judge he found us guilty, we were condemned to die. Oh, young men, a warning by me take, lead not such a life as I. So it's fare you well, old Waterford, and the girl I do adore. I'll never kiss your cheek again, I'll squeeze your hand no more. For whiskey and bad company first made a wretch of me. Oh, young men, a warning by me take, and shun all piracy.
for just one time. I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there, 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began. Watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
Hey, tell me, Bob, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Whee, hey, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Hey, tell me, Bob, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Bully down in Chimbo now.
Hey,
Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, I'm bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimona.
Oh, Sally is the girl that I love dearly.
Way, hey, I'm bully in the alley.
Now, Sally is the girl that I spliced nearly.
Bully down in Shimona.
It's a help me, Bob. I'm bully in the alley.
Way, I'm bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob. I'm bully in the alley.
Bully down in Shimona.
Oh, well, I'll leave Sal and I'll be a sailor.
Way, I'm bully in the alley.
I'll leave Sal, ship aboard a whaler.
Bully down in Shimona.
It's a help me, Bob.
I'm bully in the alley. Way, I'm bully in the alley. Help me, Bob. I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimona.
So
help me, Bob. I'm bully in the alley. Way, I'm bully in the alley. Help me, Bob. I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimona.
Bully in the Alley is a shanty from the Caribbean. Shinbone Alley is in St. George's, Bermuda. And we heard Morrigan, made up of William Pint, Mark Bridgham, and Mary Malloy. Bully in the Alley. That's from Classic Maritime Music on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, Stan Rogers and his classic Northwest Passage from the record of the same name from back in 1981 on Fogarty's Cove Music. And before that, a beautiful tune written for the soundtrack to Ken Burns' film Lewis and Clark. We heard Sitting in the Stern of a Boat, and that's on RCA Records, Lewis and Clark, the original soundtrack. And before that, we heard the classic from Lou Killen, The Flying Cloud, from a collection called Blow the Man Down, Sea Songs and Shanties on Topic Records. And we let off that set with Jimmy Rankin from his recording Moving East and Haul Away the Whale, that's on True North Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. We'll listen to some more maritime music and shanties next week on the program. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2108.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
If I had a song,
if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning.